Well, joining us now in our studios is Janelle Teppin, the Dundas City Administrator. Janelle, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good, good. You've had a meeting last night, first meeting of the month of April, if I'm not mistaken. We're heading into road construction season here pretty soon. And that's one of the topics last night, tied right into that, getting prepared for it. Let's talk about the public hearing that you had and the actions you took last night, the steps you took.
Right. So Dundas hasn't seen any real road construction projects in quite some time. We have a pretty new infrastructure in our community, and there's two streets that have come up in terms of our pavement management program for reconstruction. You've heard me talk about them before, Forest Avenue and Depot Street. It's just like a road resurface. You know, they'll dig down 12 to 18 inches, take that base out, replace it, kind of mill that stuff up and reclaim it, reuse it. New curb and gutter. There's no utilities involved in this project. It's simply the road surface. So last night the council approved, they held the public hearing that's required by state statute for us to go out and sell bonds to pay for it. It's about a $550,000 project. So they held the public hearing. They adopted the required resolutions that they need to do for then our municipal financial consultants, advisors that we work with on bonding projects can go out to the market and sell those bonds. So they will do that. They'll bring the offers back to the city council in mid-May and consider awarding that bond sale to one bank.
During the public hearing, did anybody comment?
Nope.
Okay. It's no news is good news that front.
It is.
All right.
And we've held one neighborhood meeting, and we will hold another neighborhood meeting or just do a mailing because it's pretty short, pretty simple, mm-hmm. pretty sweet. And, you know, we're going to city engineer reported last night that they are finalizing the contract with the contractor who got the bid award, which is BCM out of Faribault. And they're, again, finalizing that contract and scheduling a pre-construction meeting. They anticipate starting about mid-May, couple-week project. And so, short.
All right.
Sweet, simple.
All right. I like that. That's a 2 weeks in a road project. We can see a lot worse. I think
yes.
Some of the projects that we have in here in Northfield are going to take a lot
right.
longer than that,
right.
but bigger projects. You had, the financial audit last night?
Right.
Results of the financial
yep.
audit?
So the auditors submitted their annual report to the city council. Our auditors are Bergen KDV. They are auditors for a number of public organizations. They work closely with our financial consultants, ABDO, and internal staff, putting together the numbers and all the things that they have to report on for 2023, year-end 2023. And again, we came back with a clean, unmodified rating report from Bergen KDV on our financial statements. So we are looking good again.
Good news there.
Yeah.
We're talking with Janelle Teppin, the Dundas City Administrator. You have a Dundas Dukes shirt on today. The Dukes haven't started yet. What is it? Early May. I talked with Ira Carlson the other day. Saw Ira. He's like, yeah, we still have a few weeks left. But the Memorial Park, though, recently you had an Easter egg hunt there.
We did.
How did that go?
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome. 4,000 eggs were stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
We divided out by age groups. So, the little kids, little kids. And there were a lot of little kids. You know, we, again, break it up by age groups. So the 0 to 2 group is, off next to the pavilion. And then we go 3 to 4, 5 to 6 and then 7 to 8. And mm-hmm. The city council last night approved a resolution because we take donations and the city council has to accept those donations. So we got about, you know, almost $300 worth of donations. We ask for $1 per child. So, you know, you can do the math and maybe figure out how many kids we had. So it was...
Let me see, 300 divided by 1. I can't do that math.
Get your calculator out. You know, a couple hundred kids, I would say. Very well attended. And again, beautiful Saturday morning, sunshine. Easter Bunny was there. He held court, and everybody who wanted their picture taken with the Easter Bunny got to take their picture with the Easter Bunny.
All right. Wonderful. Janelle, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in?
We have our annual annual cleanup day is mm-hmm. scheduled for Saturday, May 11th from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I just want to remind everybody to save the date for Oktoberfest, Dundas Oktoberfest, mm-hmm. happening again this year on Saturday, September 21st.
All right. Fun times.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Janelle. Appreciate it.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator.